It's a sunny day in March, but as anyone who lives in the Midwest knows, a sunny day this early in spring is rarely a warm day. Today's temperature is in the 30s. But that's apparently no reason to stay indoors when there's shopping to be done.
I'll get a petite small and that other one over there.
Yeah.
And then get a beige top.
The store's just opened at Eastwood Town Center on the outskirts of Lansing, Michigan, and the parking lot is slowly filling up. Shiny minivans unload mothers and babies and old ladies. They disappear into Pottery Barn and Taylor Loft and the Yankee Candle Company. They march from one store to another to the sounds of soft rock drifting out of speakers perched on lampposts outside. Eastwood Town Center is one of a growing number of so-called lifestyle centers. There are several in the Great Lakes region in Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. Lifestyle centers are outdoor malls built to look like old-time downtowns. They have pseudo-main streets that weave through upscale stores with brick or stone facades. Shoppers or their bored husbands can take a rest on wrought iron benches in neatly manicured courtyards or in cozy chairs at Starbucks. Lifestyle centers also usually have popular chain restaurants and movie theaters. Beverly Baton shops and works at Eastwood Town Center. She says people are coming to Eastwood to do what they used to do in city centers.
They're coming here to socialize. They're coming to have lunch, to maybe see a movie. And shopping's always a part of that experience because right here at Eastwood Town Center, we have the stores that people want. And that's so important. Whoever built this mall did their homework.
Cincinnati-based developer Jeffrey R. Anderson built Eastwood Town Center. The company also has lifestyle centers in Kentucky, Ohio, and Illinois, and it's opening four more in the next 4 years. The company's Mark Fallon says shopping malls took most of the retail out of real downtowns a long time ago, but he says now people are looking at getting to the mall as a hassle. Fallon says lifestyle centers offer the best of both worlds. He says they recreate the feeling of friendly downtowns, and they have the free parking and the good stores that the malls offer.
It's really the closest thing to what was, you know, freestanding shops that ended up next door to each other or in a neighborhood, and you're kind of recreating that feel and getting back to a more pleasant and convenient shopping environment that really the mega mall or the regional shopping mall that you're used to, the enclosed behemoth that's usually outside of town that you have to drive to, doesn't provide these days.
But that convenience sometimes comes at a cost. The developer covered old farm fields and a small wetland to build the new shopping center. But it's just across the street from older city neighborhoods and infrastructure. Some criticized places like Eastwood for adding to urban sprawl, but planning experts say many lifestyle centers actually fit into so-called smart growth. Maria Morris is with the American Planning Association in Chicago. She says many developers are locating lifestyle centers close to existing suburban development and typically not in big fields outside of town. Morris says incorporating new development into communities is what smart growth is all about.
It's generally building in areas, in already developed areas, through redevelopment or intensification of development, particularly in the suburbs right now. Many suburbs grew up without any specific center or town square or downtown, and lifestyle centers in many communities have helped create such a downtown, along with other things like new city halls or libraries or new public greens.
Developers say lifestyle centers are more attractive to retailers than real downtowns because they can build exactly the store they want from the ground up. In older cities, retailers would have to pay to retrofit existing storefronts. And in real downtowns, there's usually limited parking that customers have to pay for. Lifestyle centers also often let retailers pack up and leave, no strings attached, if business starts to slide. But it seems pretty hard to imagine that a business would fail at Eastwood Town Center as the parade of cars and shoppers grows this morning. There are 20 new lifestyle centers set to open around the country over the next 2 years. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Erin Toner.